Open your Bibles to the book of Jude. Jude and verse number 4, book of Jude, page 684. Sa sample Bible, 684. Jude verse number 4. Papatuloy tayo sa pag-aaral ng aklat ng Jude. The book of Jude. In verse number 4, the Bible says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." So kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, sapagkat may ilang taong nakapasok ng lihim, ang mga yon ay matagal nang itinalaga sa kahatulang ito, mga hindi maka-Diyos, pinapalitan nila ang biyaya ng Diyos sa kalaswaan at tinatanggihan ang iisang Panginoong Diyos at ang Panginoong Hesukristo. So ang mga taong ito ay hindi maka-Diyos. To ay dakilang kaaway ng mga simbahan o ng mga iglesia, at susuri natin ngayon ang ilan sa kanilang yung tinatawag nating modus operandi, yung kanilang gawa, kilos at gawa, mga katangian ng mga hindi maka-Diyos upang hindi tayo maapektuhan ng kanilang kasinungalingan at kalokohan. Now, the Bible here is referring to ungodly men who creep into the churches. And the Bible says unawares, but they're already here. Or at least in the day of Jude, they were in the churches. And so Jude had to write a letter of warning. And we're going to look at how do these creeps operate, these ungodly men. What are the characteristic traits that we see of them in Scripture? And we do this so that we are protected and we know what we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to believe. And we preserve the truth by taking heed to the warnings of the Lord. So, una sa lahat, ano ang mga katangian ng hindi maka-Diyos? I want you to see, first of all, the character traits of the ungodly. The character traits of the ungodly. Una, sila ay tumatagos o lumulusot. Sa Ingles, they infiltrate. That's the first thing about these ungodly men. They infiltrate. The word in the Bible says crept in. They creep in. They want to be part of the church, but they want to use the church. They really are not interested in the church. Markad sila ng secrecy. They're big into secrets, these ungodly men. Stealth-like behavior. Karaniwang sumasama sa pagpupulong, pero iba ang paniniwala. Iba rin ang dahilan kung bakit sila pumupulong. Iba yung kanilang agenda. Halimbawa, ang agenda ng simbahan pag pumupulong ay sambahan ang Panginoong Diyos. Yun ang dahilan kung bakit tayo nandito. Pero merong ilang talaga, gusto nilang sumali para lang makakuha sila ng pagkain, pera. Ginagamit nila yung church para sa sarili nilang kapakanan. And the Bible calls that ungodly. Yun ay hindi maka-Diyos. Now, wala silang honesty at saka transparency. Aninaw. Tama ba yun? Aninaw? Transparent. Hindi sila transparent. Kung baga, meron silang tinatago. At eto, sa kapanahunan ni Jude, pumasok na sila sa mga simbahan. Look at Acts chapter number 20. Go over to the book of Acts, chapter number 20. Halimbawa, tingnan mo yung Acts chapter number 20. These ungodly creeps have crept in with secrets and totally different faith and belief system, and they just use the church for their own good. They're not there for the Lord. Maybe they're there for food. Maybe they're there for money. Maybe they're just there because they don't have anything else to do. I'm talking circus folks, you know, circus clowns come in the church, and they're not interested in the Lord, and they're not interested in the Bible. Jokers and creeps, they're just interested in what they can gain. And you know, the Bible calls them ungodly. That is ungodly. And we will not countenance that. Look at Acts chapter number 20, verse number 28. Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. Notice how they've already crept into the churches. Take heed, Paul said. It's a very moving part of the book of Acts. So Paul says goodbye to the churches, especially to the church at Ephesus. And he will no longer see them after this. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Why? Verse number 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves, what a metaphor, grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Could it be possible for an ungodly creep to creep into our fellowship and destroy the flock? Pwede ba yung mangyari sa atin? Yes. Hindi tayo accept sa mga pagsubok ng ganito. Kaya kailangan alam natin yung marka ng hindi maka-Diyos. Huwag kayong maawa sa hindi maka-Diyos. Yung mga nagpapanggap lang para lang meron silang makuha, ganun. Ginagamit lang nila yung tao. Maraming mga ganyan. Kaya nga nagsulat si Jude. Now, itong mga hindi maka-Diyos ay pagala-gala, sabi ng Bible. Nagtuturo sila sa isang simbahan, lilipat sila sa iba, pagala-gala. Dala nila ang maling doktrina. Even sa kapanahunan ni Christ, nandun na yung mga false Christ. Even sa kapanahunan ni Juan, ni Apostle John, nandun na yung Antichrist, yung mga false prophets and false teachers. They abound even in the days of Christ. And in the days of the Apostle John, Paul had to warn, Jude had to warn, John had to warn. And so, are we exempt from creeps coming in here to use the church for their own personal gain? We're not exempt. And that's why we need to mark those ungodly men and see how they operate and avoid them and get them out and really kick them out of our church. Now, we don't have the opportunity to exercise this today, thankfully. But one day, some creep comes in here and they're using the church for their own personal gain, and they don't want the doctrines, they don't bring the doctrines of Christ, they're bringing their own doctrine. What do? You exercise church discipline. What's church discipline? That's when you vote a member out of the church. Why do we do that? Do we believe in that? We see it in the Bible. We follow the Bible. Why? It's like cancer. If you don't surgically remove the cancer, that cancer is going to spread and it's going to destroy the body. And so church discipline, Jesus taught us about church discipline to preserve the truth, to preserve the body of Christ. And in the Bible, it gives many descriptions of these ungodly men. What else are some of their descriptions? Sila ay tumatalikod sa pananampalataya. At hindi nila dinadala yung doctrine ng salita ng Diyos. Go over to 2 Peter chapter 2. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Anong page ng 2 Peter chapter 2? 679. Page 679. 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 1. 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Oh, what a terrible, I would say, prophecy even. There shall be false teachers among you. Ooh, how would you like that? False teachers among you who privily, ayun no, secretly, creepily, privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that had bought them, bring upon themselves swift destruction. Look at verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Okay, how do you know who's the ungodly man? If the man is speaking evil of truth. Don't judge. Don't judge according to appearance. Judge according to the standard of truth.
Kung yung nagtuturo sa inyo ay nagtuturo ng katotohanan at merong man nagsasalita laban sa katotohanan, yung nagsasalita laban sa katotohanan, yun yung ungodly. Pwedeng mukhang gwapo, maganda, pwedeng may pera, pwedeng wala. Basta nagsasalita siya laban sa katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, markado nyo niya yun yung taong ungodly. Pwede siyang mataas ang pwesto, pwede siyang wala siyang antas sa buhay, pwede siyang matino, pwede siyang magulo. Wala kasi sa panlabas yung kaugalian ng ungodliness. Nasa puso yon at lumalabas yan sa bunganga. Kapag may nagtuturo ng katotohanan at salungat siya sa katotohanan, yung salungat na yan, yun yung ungodly. Now, the one who contradicts the truth is the ungodly. So if somebody teaches the Bible and somebody's over here and they don't like the truth, and they say, well, look, I don't agree with that. If you don't agree with the truth, then you agree with the devil. You are an ungodly man. You see, we don't have to judge according to appearance. We judge according to substance. If a man is telling you that they don't agree with God, that person's ungodly. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. It could be a close relative. It could be a schoolmate or a roommate or a classmate. It could be a family inside the home. It doesn't matter. The person who speaks against the truth, that's the person who's ungodly. Oh, he could look good. She could look good. Maybe they have finances. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Maybe they have popularity, acclaim. Maybe they could be a pastor. Kahit na pastor. Pag ang pastor ay nagsasalita laban sa katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, ungodly yun. Even if he's a pastor, if he speaks against truth, Scripture truth, that's an ungodly man. That's an ungodly woman. You see, it doesn't matter who it is. If they're against the truth, they're against God. And that's what makes them ungodly. Ungodly. Are you going to go along with the ungodly? Oh, I hope not. I hope we stand against the ungodly no matter who they are. Now, look at verse number 2, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of,
And through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you. Anong merchandise of you? Anong etong taong ito, ginagamit ka lang niya para magkapera siya. Yun yung hindi maka-Diyos. Salungat sa katotohanan, ginagamit ang tao para magkapera siya. That is an ungodly person. Meron bang ganon? Yes. Yung isa nga, muntik na nagpa-membership dito. Nung ginawa niya, naghiram ng pera, hindi sinaole. Ungodly man yun. Tapos sinabihan pa yung member, huwag mong sabihin kay pastor. Ayan o, privily. Privily. This is Bible. Sila ay hinanda para sa nakatakdang parusa, sabi ng Bible. If you go back to Jude verse number 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Sila ay nakatakda na para sa parusa, no? Sa kahatulan. Ito ay dahil alam ng Diyos ang kanilang ginagawa. At sila ay may pananagutan sa sarili nilang gawa. God will bring these evil, ungodly men to account. God will judge. That's why you don't want to stand in the way of God's judgment. That's why in a church, if there's an ungodly man, you vote him out. Because if you don't vote him out, God's going to judge him. And you're going to invite the judgment of God upon the body of Christ. We don't want that. Kick him out. And that's the way it is. Now, sila ay pinapalitan nila ang grasya ng Diyos sa kalaswaan. Look at what it says in Jude 4. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, that word lascivious is a pretty thick word, pretty big word, lascivious, and I don't think people walk around saying, oh, that's lasciviousness. What does lasciviousness mean? Anong ibig sabihin ng lascivious? Ganda ng word, ng vocabulary word tayo ngayon, okay? Mga students, vocabulary word nyo ngayon, lascivious. Alright? Kalaswaan, pipa ng laman. Yung gusto ng tao gawin, yung mali. Okay? Are there Christians, or those who say they're Christians, are there Christians today who turn the grace of God into lasciviousness? Yes. Have you heard of Christian contemporary music? Alam mo ba yung CCM? Tinatawag ng mundo, CCM. Christian contemporary music. Binadala nila, sabi nila, Pastor, okay lang na makinig ako ng rock music. Basta yung lyrics, yung words, maka-Diyos naman. Pero yung tunog, maka-mundo. Pero yung salita, maka-Diyos. Okay ba yon? Hindi okay yon. Ito yung sinasabi ng Bible na kinukuha nila yung biyaya ng Diyos at ginagawa nilang kalaswaan. Kung yung tunog ng mundo, ibig sabihin, hindi ang tunog ng Diyos. Maka-mundo yon. Contemporary Christian music uses the church of God, the churches of God. A lot of Christians buy the music, and the world applauds the CCM artists, they clap for them, make them the hero, and celebrate them like they're some great star. And the whole idea of star and popularity, that's of the devil. Hey, lifting up self, lifting up your voice. No. Satan. Okay, that's the world. Not in the church. The church is not fine arts. The church is worship. We don't sing to you. We sing to the Lord. And we don't look for people's applause. We look for God's approval.
And we don't bring the CCM to the church service.
Narinig ba ninyo yung emerging church? Nakarinig na ba kayo ng emerging church? Yung ginagawa nilang sinihan yung church. May pakandila-kandila. Tapos para ng theater yung church. Ha? Kasi entertainment yung habol nila. Eh pastor, sa atin may entertainment ba tayo? No. Church is not for entertainment. Hindi tayo nandito para mag-entertain sa inyo. Nandito tayo para turuan tayo ng Bible. Para matutunan natin ang Bible at matutunan natin ang tamang pagsamba sa Diyos. At tanong, sa music ng church natin, nakarinig ba kayo ng offbeat? Wala. May pasayaw-sayaw? No. Kasi sabi ng Bible, they that worship Him must worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. Hindi in body and flesh. Yung nakarinig na ba kayo ng New Calvinism? Merong New Calvinism. Ano yon? Pwede akong sumamba, pero kung gusto ko magdala ng beer, magdadala ako ng beer sa church. Pwede na yon. Hindi mo ba alam, pwede na yon? Pwede na ba yon? Baka sa kanila, pwede. Hindi pwede yan sa atin, okay? Halimbawa, may baptismal service tayo. Sa kanila, party muna. Party, ha? Tapos may inuman. Sigarilyo, inuman. Tapos baptism. Ganun yung mga Christians ngayon. Tayo lang ang ano? Weird. Tayo ba ang weird? Hindi, Bible. Ginagamit nila ang kalayaan nila bilang Kristiyano upang gumawa ng mali o ng kasalanan. Tinalikuran nila ang Panginoong Hesukristo o tinanggihan nila ang pagkamuno ni Jesus. Look at Titus chapter number 1. Go over to the book of Titus. They've rejected the lordship of Christ. Christ is not Lord. Anything goes. If they want a beer party next to the baptismal party, they can have it. If they want coffee anytime during church, man, just bring in the coffee. And I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not saying it's sin to drink coffee in the church. But don't make church comfortable. We're not here to entertain you. We're not going to change this into a theater system with dancers. That'd be a royal mess. That'd be sin, ungodly sin. Look at Titus chapter 1, verse 16. Titus chapter 1. Anong page ang Titus? Okay, the great number. 666. Titus chapter 1 verse 16. At least you guys know the bad number, huh? Titus chapter 1 verse 16. Look at what the Bible says. They profess that they know God. Sabi nila, kilala ko ang Diyos. But in works, they deny Him. Yun. Pero pagdating sa gawa, tinatanggihan nila ang Diyos. So marami nagsasabi talaga, Kristiyano ko, kilala ko ang Diyos. Pero tingnan mo ang kanilang buhay. Tingnan mo ang kanilang gawa. Meron bang kadiyosan doon? Wala. Oh, contradiction. Being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate, the Bible says. So sa pagtanggi nila kay Jesus, ginawa nila ang kanilang sarili bilang Panginoon. They follow themselves instead of following Christ. So, huwag nating isipin na dahil tayo ay malaya, na ang kalayaan natin ay kalayaan na gumawa ng mali. Christian liberty is no reason to sin against the Holy God. Our liberty is the liberty and freedom to do right and to serve the Lord. That's the freedom that God gave us. He didn't give us freedom to sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Very strong expression. Very, very strong expression. Lalo na pagkalaswaan or immorality. Men, don't touch women. Pag handshaking, Pag lalaki ka, hintayin mo yung babae ang mag-extend ng kanyang kamay bago ka mag-shake sa kanya. Huwag ka lang basta mag-shake ng hands. Lalo na pag lalaki ka. Okay? Women, dress modestly. Para hindi matukso yung men. Modest dress. Lahat ng gumagawa ng kalaswaan, ungodly. Whether in singing, if you sing ungodly songs and ungodly tunes, CCM. Whether you worship the Lord with new Calvinism or emerging church worship. Worship song, that's satanic. They even have worship teams. Nakarinig na ba kayo ng worship team? Kami, meron kaming worship team. Hoy, walang worship team sa Bible. Sa Bible, lahat ng mga Kristiyano ang nagwo-worship sa Panginoon. Walang kami lang ang worship team. Kayo, ano kayo? Wala. Worship team. Ang worship team, tayo. Baka ikaw, hindi ka nagwo-worship. I don't know. Okay? You should worship the Lord. There is no such thing as a worship team. We're all the worshipers of God. If you worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not in the flesh, not in the body. Now, dapat labanan o pigilan ang mga ungodly folks ng simbahan, ng iglesia. It is the church's responsibility to reject the ungodly. To reject the ungodly. Niligtas tayo ng Diyos sa kasalanan. Notice ha, niligtas tayo ng Diyos sa kasalanan, hindi para magpatuloy sa kasalanan. God saved us from sin, so we don't have to continue living in sin. He saved us from sin. Now the false teachers, they'll come in and try to influence you. Lahat ng mga maling turo, saan nang gagaling ba itong mga false teachers? False doctrine. Where does false doctrine come from? Well, look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Bible answers that question. Saan nang gagaling ba yung mga false doctrine na yan? Gumigising ba sila tapos sasabihin nila magtuturo ako ng false doctrine? No. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. Page 1 Timothy 662. Page 662. Where does false doctrine come from? Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. There's the faith. Some shall depart from the faith. No? Yung pinag-aralan natin last Sunday. The faith. Some will depart from that. Giving heed to seducing spirits. Yun yun. And doctrines of devils. So every false doctrine comes from the devil. Comes from Satan and the demonic forces. They influence a person. And then that person begins to teach false doctrines. Okay? It certainly didn't come from the Holy Spirit of God. It comes from the devil. And is the devil true? You bet. Huh? Well, don't bet. That's gambling. Is the devil true? Yes, he is. So, kaya sila ay gumagawa sa lihim dahil ayaw nila yung liwanag ng salita ng Diyos na ipakita sa kanila kung ano ang tama, ano ang mali. That's why they operate in secret. They don't want the Word of God to expose them to the truth. They're afraid of the truth. They don't want the light of the Word of God. Tulungan nawa tayo ng banal na Espiritu na panindigan ang pananampalataya sa oras na ito upang mabigyang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos sa ating pagpupulong. And may the Lord God help us to mark and avoid the ungodly men and the ungodly truth so that our church could be preserved from the destruction of sin and ungodliness who creeps in unaware. So, one of the reasons why ini-interview natin lahat ng binabaptize natin para siguradong alam natin na kilala nila si Jesus Christ. Now, bakit kahit na in-interview na sila, kahit na nagtanong, gumagawa pa rin sila ng mali, nakakapasok pa rin, ganun po talaga ang demonic forces. Tingnan mo si Jesus Christ. 12 yung apostles niya, no? isa sa kanila, devil, is a devil. So, even in the church, there could still be a devil in the church. And it's our responsibility, not just the pastor, but the church. We have to know the Bible so that when a devil comes in, we can get rid of the devil. Does that make sense to you? That's what Jude says there. There are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, yung grammar ng verse number 4 ay katunayan na si Jesus Christ ay Lord God at saka Panginoon. Now, you see the comma there, the only Lord God, comma, and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's referring to one person. That's all referring to Jesus. That's not referring yung Lord God dyan, hindi yan yung Ama. Tapos yung Panginoon Jesucristo yung Anak. No. So verse 4, the only Lord God and Lord refers to Jesus Christ. This is what they call the Granville Sharp rule, but I'm not really crazy about that. The point I'm making is this is another verse that bolsters the deity of Jesus Christ. It proves to us that He is the Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? I pray that God would preserve this church by teaching us the truths of Scripture and helping us to identify ungodly men. And when we see ungodly men, we get rid of them. They're poison. They'll destroy the work. They'll use the church. They'll make merchandise of God's people. And we're not interested in that. And we reject them. And the Lord help us, because the Bible says they'll come in unawares. We may be happy for them, glad that they join, but if they're not going to obey the truth of the Word of God, if they will not continue in the truth, then you know they are ungodly. Father, I pray that Your hand of blessing would be upon this message, Lord, as we study the Scriptures, as we learn, as we see how ungodly men operate, where they get their teachings from, how they speak evil against truth, Lord. And truth doesn't matter who speaks the truth, because truth comes from You, Lord. But help us not to speak against the truth, because it really doesn't matter who speaks against it, because, Lord, then they are marked for being ungodly. And so I pray, Father, Your hand of blessing upon us, wisdom, as we go forth this week, Lord, help us to draw closer to You and avoid ungodly men. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.